Okay, welcome to our Board of Equalization meeting. Today we have 8 items on our published agenda. And I will entertain a motion on the first few administrative items.
I'll make a motion that we approve the notice of cancellation of the meetings as stated in number 1 and number 2.
Second.
We have a motion and a second as stated for number 2. All in favor say aye.
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 That passes unanimously.
I'll make a motion that we adopt an order calling for a special meeting as stated in number 3 on our regular agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for item number 3 as stated. All in favor say aye.
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 That passes 3-0.
I'll make a motion that we approve the Board of Equalization report as assessor approved review process report as stated in number 4.
Second.
We have a motion and a second as stated for number 4. All in favor say aye.
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 That passes 3-0.
And I'll make a motion that we approve the Board of Equalization hearing process report as stated in number 5 on our agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for number 5. All in favor say aye.
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 That passes 3-0. Okay, we turn to item number 6. And I'll turn it to you, Bert.
Thank you, Commissioner. This is Bert Harvey with Utah County Clerk Auditor's Office. The petition here that's being considered, the applicant filed, this was continued from last month. The applicant filed a petition to request a late appeal be heard on the basis of failure to notify. We established that that was probably not the case as the county complied with the notification requirements. I probably took the board down a little bit of a rabbit hole looking at the nature of the appeal and questioning whether the appeal could actually be considered under a factual basis. Really what that boils down to is it requires the assessor's office to just clarify whether or not the property was reclassed from agricultural to commercial intentionally, and if it was done intentionally, then there's really no factual error here. It's a matter of opinion that is in dispute. If it was done accidentally, then if that classification would actually affect the value to the point that an appeal should be heard and the error corrected. So with that introduction, I would probably leave this over to Peter Jepson to just agree or disagree if there's a factual error here or not.
Is Merlin in the audience?
No, I don't see him.
Merlin's not out in the chamber. Go ahead, Clarissa.
Hi, this is Clarissa with the assessor's office. I spoke with Carrie about this one, and he assured me that it was meant to change, that that's what it should have been, and that the value was, you know, what he expected it to be. So there's no factual error.
Okay, that clears that up. That clears that question up that I brought up in the last. I would and leave that back to the board to make a decision.
Okay.
With that, I'll make a motion that we deny the petition as stated number 6 on our agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to deny number 6. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes unanimously.
Okay, we're now on number 7. The number 7 is the petitioner is requesting consideration under the medical emergency criteria. He said that he and his family contracted COVID during that filing period of time, which prevented from filing an appeal on time. He does provide a reasonable explanation. Well, sorry, he does provide an adequate explanation and does establish a timeline that would coincide with the filing deadline. So actually providing enough information to know where we're going, I think the petitioner has met that requirement.
Okay. With that, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the petition as stated in number 7 on our agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve item number 7. All in favor say aye.
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 That passes unanimously.
Okay, I am trying to pull up number 8. There we go. My screen was just a little slow. The petitioner is requesting consideration under, I believe, the failure to notice. Their failure to notify in extraordinary circumstances, basically stating that they never received, they don't recall receiving the new valuation notice. In looking at the notice history, I was able to establish that the notice has been sent to the same address for several years, both the tax and valuation notice, and it was not returned this year for being undeliverable. So in terms of the county records, it shows that we have complied with the notification requirement.
So I'll make a motion, given that all the notices for the past at least 3 years or so have been sent to that same address and not returned to us, seems to be adequate for me to make a motion to deny the petition as stated for number 8.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to deny number 8. All in favor say aye.
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 That passes unanimously.
Okay, thank you. So on number, that was number 8. On number 9, the petitioner is requesting consideration of a factual error. The petitioner is stating that the property, based on their application, basically assuming the property should have no value because a portion of the property is part of a road and the other portion of the property is part of a park. This is a little bit trickier because this property was actually subdivided this year. So this current serial number that is being assessed this year was subdivided and will be divided up into several pieces for the coming 2021 year. So this property has existed at the first of the year, was much larger and also included subdivided land that was then later subdivided into buildable lots. Unless the assessor's office feels there's a factual error here, the property would have value because not all the property was road and dedicated park. Most of the property actually was buildable lots and part of the development that is where this property is located.
Again, Clarissa.
And I don't know if anyone from the. Go ahead.
Again, Clarissa with the assessor's office. There is no factual error. This property was taxed and classified as it stood January 1st of 2020. That things are in the works doesn't change how it was January 1st, 2020.
So when it was assessed, the roads and so forth were taken out of that assessment?
No, because they had not deeded them to the city.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So until that happens, it's still taxable.
As of January 1st,
yes.
The roads, and I think they said the park too, right?
And
so,
yeah, those are, it's all still taxable until the ownership gets changed.
Okay, fair enough. I'll make a motion given that information that we deny number 9 on our regular agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to deny number 9. All in favor say aye.
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 That passes 3-0.
Okay, number 10, the final one that we're dealing with today. The petitioner says that they attempted to file their appeal online a couple of months ago, prior to the deadline. This is a classic kind of user error issue. The petitioner did send us an email that showed that they did actually register a user account with the system, but the appeal was never received by us. It probably what happened, and what happens in a lot of some of these situations, usually we find out sooner than this, though. The petitioner started an appeal but never finished the steps to actually finish it. But they, you know, you can essentially say they started to make a good faith attempt, but failed to finish the process. Therefore, we never received the petition. We never received the appeal, and appeal was never filed. So they are requesting an extraordinary circumstance here, I guess, based on the ability they weren't able to use the computer system correctly. And I would like to also point out that the only email they sent us was the email that showed they have successfully registered as a user. They did not show any other documentation that they had made an attempt.
So Bert, according to that, then, as I'm running it through my mind on it, are they saying then that the extraordinary circumstances was their lack of ability to do it? Is that what I'm hearing you're saying? Is that it's not that they wanted to or not, they just didn't do it?
Well, they noted on here failure to notify, but that really doesn't apply because, you know, they're not really saying they were not notified of their value. They're basically, I am making some assumptions based on what they gave us and Sally's conversation with the individual, that essentially it comes down to that they did not use the system correctly and did not complete the process, although I have no evidence that they even started the process.
Okay. I don't know how we could support that. Personally, I don't know how we could, because if that started, then it'd always be the case. So unless there's, I'm willing to make a motion that we deny number 10 as stated.
I'll second that.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to deny number 10. All in favor say aye.
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 That passes 3-0. Final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 We are adjourned. Thank you.